stroke or old age. If it chokes on a mouse or gets kicked by a horse. Should one fly against your house, break its neck, and land like magic on your front stoop, you're still not allowed to stuff it, or even to store its body in the freezer. Technically, you're not even allowed to keep one of its feathers. That's how protected they are. I learned this at a now-defunct taxidermy shop in Midtown Manhattan. But if you're really interested, the clerk I spoke to said, I've got a little something you might want to see. He stepped into the back room and returned with what I could only identify as a creature. What we've done, he boasted, is stretch a chicken over an owl form. That's really something, I said, groping for a compliment. The truth was that even a child would have seen this for what it was, the beak made from what looked to be a bear claw, the feet with their worn-down pedestrian talons. I mean, please, this was what a chicken might wear to a Halloween party if she had 10 minutes to throw a costume together. Let me think about it, I said. Years later, we moved to Paris, where within my first week, I found an albino peacock. I found swans and storks and all manner of seabirds, but again, no owls, because stuffing them is forbidden in France. In the UK, though, it's a slightly different story. You can't go out and shoot one,